Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You are listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You are listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
All right, live!
All right!
It's Monday night from the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It is another edition of the H-Train Show. We are, our only mission is showing our veterans and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there.
Way more!
My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And riding along with us today on the H-Train. So, remember before we get started that you can join along with us by going to mbradio.us or where else? IRNbroadcast.com. And we also have the Military Brotherhood app, so you can download it on either Android or iPhone if you're one of those weirdos that has an iPhone. Then it's available to you, too. And if you have any other curiosities, head to our Facebook page. It's just the H-Train Show. And we also have a text line. And you can also call in to the same number, 720-619-0627.
So please.
Please. So feel free to text or call along. We're going to have a really awesome discussion about dreams later on. And I have a few of my own. But if you guys want to chime in with weird dreams that you've had, we'll try and get to yours and tell you what we come up with. We've done a little bit of research here.
Yeah. So we'll try to keep it PG-13, but...
No, we won't.
No.
What the hell was that?
So, anywho, what do we got today? We have an interview today. We have our featured nonprofit of the week, Angels Wings Transport. So excited. That was a good interview.
Yeah.
And yes, it was. And we've also got, like I said, our discussion today, we're discussing dreams on Goose's Gander. We've also got our tribute to the troops for Palace Sam's. And at the end, the very end, we will have the two-minute warning where we tell you what we might, well, what we are doing next week and what we learned.
Yes.
For today.
Wow.
Yeah. It gets really interesting as we go along every day. So, but we do have a couple of things we want to touch on right off the bat here.
Yep.
Kind of sad things, but
yeah, you know, it is bad. I think the biggest thing that hurt the web. Now, granted, we all know that, you know, people cannot live forever.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's always sad when they seem to depart
and the next,
too early. Though,
knock on wood. The next one that is going to be on the list, I guarantee you, is Betty White.
No!
Yeah,
never.
Exactly.
She's going to live to be 150.
Exactly. Well, anyways, if you paid attention to the internet this weekend, you'll find out that Gunny, also A.K. Gunning, also known as R. Lee Army, he died this weekend.
Yeah, if you guys don't know actor names like Joel usually doesn't.
I don't.
He was the drill sergeant guy in Full Metal Jacket. He also had his own YouTube channel. I think it was called Gunny Vision or Gunny Television or something like that.
Probably.
It was really good stuff. I guess it got canceled because it was too liberal or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But anyway, he was just so great. He was actually a real drill sergeant turned actor, you know. He was in the Marines for like 11 years.
Yeah.
And when they did Full Metal Jacket, true story, everybody, when they did Full Metal Jacket, they brought in, like, real actors to try and do his part, and he was there to instruct them on, like, how to do it.
And they're like, and nobody was, yeah. We're just going to put him in there.
Yeah, nobody was getting it, so he was like, you know, F this.
And, you know, a lot of, I'll do it. A lot of military guys agree with me on this. Full Metal Jacket isn't that great of the movie. The basic training part, that made the movie.
Oh,
like,
really?
There's a lot of people that just time. Yeah, because everybody's like, yeah, you gotta watch Full Metal Jacket, but after basic training, just turn it off because the rest of the movie sucks.
This is coming from a real military man, so he knows.
Come on, you can do better than that, gang.
And you might not know his name, but know that he was in Night Court, and he also did scenes in Cheers. It was just brought onto our desk a couple of minutes ago, so yeah. It's kind of breaking news.
Yeah, I just got the TMZ alert. What did you do?
I hit it too many times. Harry Anderson died at 65.
Yeah.
And they said there was no foul play.
Yeah, they said it was of natural causes.
I call bullshit.
Well, maybe he had a,
I just cussed.
Well, maybe he had a, like a weak heart or something. You know, people have conditions like that. So maybe it was, you know, natural causes, but he had something going on already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if, I'll tell you, if anybody dies before age 70, I honestly question the term natural causes.
It seems really early, doesn't it? Yeah. Especially now. I think the average age length is like 75, 80. I think it's 80 for women and 75 for men. Something
yes.
like that.
Yes, I agree. Because women don't know where they want to eat. How in the hell would you figure they know when to die?
Yeah, we're so indecisive.
Go ahead. Snoop around.
Also, I had the opportunity, Goose.
Yes.
That this week I went to bike. Okay, true story. Goose is kind of freaking out.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, we don't exactly have substitutions.
No.
Or substitutes, if you will. No. So
what was it? Like 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. You're on your way back from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Right.
Back here to Denver, Colorado.
Which it was amazing.
I'm sure it was. We'll get
to
that in a second.
I saw tits and ass. I loved it.
I'm sure he did.
That is the A.
I would have been endlessly uncomfortable.
I don't know. There's a few guys, you know, that are like,
I saw the one that you took a picture of. I was like, okay, I'll just go over there for 5 minutes.
It was funny because I wrote Cass and I post this stuff on Facebook and Cass writes me, quit posting ass pictures on Facebook. I'm like, I posted a guy on there, and she's like, yeah, but not a very good picture.
It was a pretty decent picture. You got all the abs in there.
Maybe Cass just...
That was fantastic. It was like, what's his name from
Cass just doesn't know how to expand with the fingers on the phone. I don't know. But, yeah, so I went to Arizona for bike week. Truly loved it. Yeah. And it was around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
And the truck just died.
Yeah.
Like,
and I
literally
get a frantic text. Well, it wasn't even really frantic. It was actually surprisingly calm. You were just like, hey, truck broke down. You might have to find a co-host. It's like, well, wait. So, I don't know. It was gonna be kind of crazy.
Yes.
So, and I wasn't sure if, like, your wife was going to be here when I got to the studio to let me in.
She might have been your co-host.
Oh, my God. Well, that would have been cool. We never talk.
I'm telling you, once you get earphones and headphones on somebody, they won't shut up. We found that out today.
We did. That was good. We interviewed a gentleman earlier today, and he was very talkative.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I was freaking out this weekend thinking that, you know, I was going to have to do this all by myself, but... yeah, this is kind of how I feel.
You bastard!
But I was really nice in my texting saying, okay, what exactly do I have to do tomorrow?
And what was crazy.
And I listed like 10 things. Am I missing anything? I was really mean.
And what was crazy is, so the truck went down, had something to do with like the turbo or whatever, mm-hmm. and they called the Ford dealer, and they said since the trailer was attached, the vehicle was covered under warranty, but since the trailer was attached and it's not their trailer, it'd be $200. Mm. So everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. So check this out.
Okay.
If you have, I believe it was a Ford, and your turbo goes out, you disconnect the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's disconnected, you connect it again. You turn the lights on.
Okay.
And you honk the horn and it resets everything.
What?
And then after they did that, it worked.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. So wait, they say that again. They had to pull some levers and then honk the horn
so
and
you
it
have,
reset the car?
So you have to disconnect the battery. Cool. Disconnect the battery, and then you have to turn the or disconnect, reconnect, and then once you reconnect, you turn the lights on.
God.
And honk the horn, and
it
worked.
The horn. That's the.
Who thinks of this shit?
That's the kicker. Is
holy shnikes!
If you yeah. honk the horn. Like, who would think that the horn is connected to anything?
I know, right?
Except the horn.
So. Yeah,
speaking of horns, I need to affix a, like, train horn to my car. My car horn is so wimpy. It's like, on the highway, I'm not intimidating at all.
Oh, you don't need a horn. You need to get one of those intercoms. Move your ass, jackass!
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Come on, hurry up. I want to get one, and Cass won't let me. She said that somebody would shoot me.
I want to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Before we go on our music break, remember, we want to give a shout-out to Michael and Sarah Johnson, who do a kick-ass job in investigating and music selection. This music selection this week, though, was loose. So if you have if you have a problem with it,
I picked the music. You're welcome, America.
Email
and those overseas.
And we have our super producer, of course, Brandy Jones.
Brandy,
kicking ass all the time.
I just want to hug that girl every day.
Right.
She's so great.
And then the last thing, but not least, we've got to, before we go on, because this is going to be our last story thing or whatever.
Oh.
Me and Goose, if things go correctly,
mm-hmm.
we are going to be on the front page of Bikers Down magazine, May edition.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to try and get as many copies as I can, but when we get them, you're going to have a chance to call in, and we're going to give you the ultimate swag bag.
Yeah. Magazine included.
We're going to sign the magazine. We're going to give you the
most
John Hancock's popular red shirt.
Yes. The red shirt is
oh
badass,
my God,
you guys.
It's so popular.
It's so great.
We're almost sold out. But with that being said, we're going to go on our first music break.
Let's do it.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking with
Angel Wings.
Charles from, oh, crap, I don't have it. Angel Wings Transport. So whatever we do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the East Train Show with the Goose.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Baby, just let it be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. Baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do,
maybe we don't.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be, yeah. If it's meant to be, meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
We found each other. I helped you out of a broken place. You gave me comfort.
Hey, folks, this is Danny Ray. Hey, you're listening to the H-Train Show, man, right here on Military Brotherhood Radio.
Important music for a very important reason. Why?
Why yes? Well, because
it's interview time.
It's interview time.
We're going to be interviewing a fine gentleman this evening.
Yes,
the president and founder of Angels Wings Transport, Charles Einerson.
Yes.
Did I say that right, Charles?
As close as anybody ever gets. It's actually Einerson.
Anderson.
Oh, okay.
I
would have really screwed that one up. I'm glad you took that. But once again, everybody, if you didn't know, you're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN. And, yeah.
It's
going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one. Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay. Charles, can I call you Charlie, or do you have a nickname, sir?
I go by Charles, Chuck, or Charlie, depending on how you
Chuck.
Feel about me.
I'm going to call you Chuck, because that's a cool name. And that's what Peppermint Patty called Charlie Brown. I always liked that. Anyway.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, it's okay, Charles. I'm bald, and you know, I dated a girl that told me that white guys don't go bald. And if you go bald, that means that you make baldness look good. So,
ta-da! Positivity goes a long
way.
Yes,
power of positivity.
All right, Chuck. So, Angels Wings Transport. Can you? Why don't you give us a quick rundown of what you guys are all about?
Okay. Well, basically, we have three components. Each one is considered equal in importance to us. If you were to go and look at our website, the main focus, according to the website, would be animal transport. We transport animals that are destined for euthanasia, to be put down. We move them to places where they have a better chance of being adopted or to shelters where they can live out their life. So that's one component. Another one is patient transport. So we're looking for medical patients, cancer patients, what have you, and their family members that need to move from point A to point B but don't have the funding to do it. And we'll cover that with ground transportation, airline ticket, or we'll fly them in private aircraft. And then one that's really near and dear to my heart is our military airlift. Again, it covers soldiers and their families that need medical care or need to get to a relative that is being treated someplace away from home. The funeral of a veteran. It could be a World War II vet, or it could be a current-day vet or a current-day service member. If they can't afford to get there, we'll try to help them. Or if you have a wounded warrior that doesn't live next to a military treatment facility, and the only way they can go home and hang out with their family while they recover is to have a guaranteed mode of transportation. We try to help them if they can't afford it. You know, a lot of privates don't make a lot of money, so they can't necessarily commute back and forth easily. That's kind of what we're here for. It's a public benefit with the use of private aircraft.
That's really interesting that you guys use. You have so, like, you have your own airline? Is that what you're telling me?
You know, I think what he's saying is they're kind of, correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, they're kind of like Luke's wing that we interviewed about two or three weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Except with Luke's wings, they only do commercial.
Right.
And with these guys, and you can stop me anytime, but with these guys, they have individuals that own planes that donate their time to fly the soldier, injured, whatnot,
cool,
back and forth. And I got to tell you, Goose, I don't know if you know this, but
probably not.
As a soldier, as one that has bad PTSD, I can tell you that there's a lot less stress flying with an individual that has his own plane rather than flying commercial.
Like all crowded.
Yeah, because it's all crowded.
In the sardine can.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I got you.
It's all crowded.
Well, that's
and
cool.
You got to worry about, can I take this on the plane? Can I not take this on the plane? You know, after you pack, trying to weigh it on your bathroom weigher, making sure that it's not, you know, more than 50 pounds.
Yeah, I got you.
But I'll shut up now, Chuck, and I'll let you talk. Because I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong.
Actually, you are 100% correct.
Okay.
We're flexible in that. So let's say you have a young soldier that received a Red Cross message, especially like a young private or something. They received a Red Cross message, and they need to get home to see their ailing family member, but they can't afford it. We have a couple ways we can attack it. Either we can give them a grant of cash money to pay for their airline ticket. Sometimes we have the ability to give them a voucher to purchase an airline ticket straight out using the voucher. Or if I have somebody within the network near them, they will jump into either a personally owned aircraft or a rented aircraft, and they'll fly them there themselves. So, yeah, that's exactly how we operate.
Now, have you...
Very cool.
Goose.
Yes.
Have you ever flown in a private aircraft?
No. And I don't think I have the cojones to do it.
Oh,
I feel like
you would be surprised.
Too much turbulence.
They've
I don't like
on some
flying
nice
anyway.
Ones. Now, the only ones that you need to worry about is what I call the farm planes. The farm planes is the one where there's an oxygen thing right in the console, and he has tubes going into his head, and he's like, okay, you need to put these tubes in or you're going to pass out. No, I don't need new tubes.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, oh, we're already there? Yes. And then there's also these, it's kind of like commercial, but it's not commercial. The pressurized cabins, right, Charles? These pressurized cabins are just like the planes off Southwest. And it's so nice because you've got the leather back, you know, and, you know, you can...
That's comfort.
Yes, and you can have more than two bags, you know.
Oh, okay.
You can even, bring a Coca-Cola on there and you're not going to get hemmed.
That's unbelievable.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I love
cool.
it.
So what's the story behind this? How did you come up with this, Chuck?
Well, so I guess that requires you to dig a little bit into my background.
Yes, please.
22 years ago, I joined the Army. And I've spent a good amount of time both on active duty Army and in the Army National Guard here in Washington State. When I returned from Iraq in 2005... I was recruited for a program that the Washington Army National Guard was building at the time called the Military Funeral Honors Program. We would go out and we would conduct military funerals, the flagpole, the firing party, have a bugle player play taps.
Cool.
And I did that for about 6 years before I became the civilian contractor to oversee the program for the state. So I went from a part-time soldier to a full-time soldier in charge of the program, a trainer for the program, and then finally a contractor to oversee the budget, staffing, resourcing, things like that for the program. Well, one day I got a phone call saying we had a mission in Spokane, Washington, which is it's about as far away from Seattle as you can get. It's almost Idaho.
Oh, wow.
We had a mission for a soldier that had passed away at Fort Hood. And his remains were being brought into Spokane so the family could transport the soldier to Montana for final burial. I went up there, brought my team to do what's called an honorable transfer of remains, where you remove the remains from the aircraft, you place them in a hearse, and then the hearse goes and takes them wherever they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
There was no family present.
Oh.
It was the grounds crew. It was the air crew, it was the funeral home, and it was my team. And after we were done, I started talking to the funeral home, and the family couldn't make it because they didn't have gas money.
Oh.
I mean, it was a 400-mile round trip.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a hike.
And this poor family.
Yeah.
Well, it is a hike, but, I mean, it would have been one thing if, you know, the weather kept them from traveling or whatever, but It was simply because they didn't have gas money.
Right.
Wow.
So between some things I was doing on my own to kind of justify my recreational flying habit, which was the animal rescue portion, I decided, you know, there's got to be something we can do. So I got together with four other people that are both either currently serving soldiers or recently discharged veterans, and we put our heads together and we decided, let's just start our own nonprofit. And if we can help people, even if it's just by giving them some gas money, then we've done something to help. So that's where it came from.
That's awesome. And you yourself just said that you're a pilot.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So got a question here. Totally off the subject, all right? So I'm here in an airplane, okay? And we probably like left the gate maybe 30 minutes late. Now, last time I checked, you know, when I was in a window seat, I looked left and I looked right. I don't see any speed limit signs up there in the sky. Why is it that the pilot can't just, like, put the metal to the pedal and, like, get us there within, like, 45 minutes and knock that 2 hours out? Because it's not like there's air police or anything.
Well, I could actually answer that one. That's actually a fairly easy question.
Okay.
So you have a couple things working against you there.
Okay.
So the faster you fly, the more fuel it takes.
Okay.
So you have takeoff weight, landing weight, and mass max gross weight. The airplane can only lift X number of pounds. So to use the fuel to make up for a delay, it might mean that you have to take on more fuel than the airplane can handle. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the easiest one. The next one would be air traffic control. They control the speed limits. They are the air police.
Oh.
If you are flying above 18,000 feet, you must be on an instrument flight plan. Or if you're in bad weather, you must be on an instrument flight plan. Therefore, you're talking air traffic control. If you're flying into a major hub like Seattle, Tacoma, Orlando, any of those, you know, Denver, you're flying into there, they have a program called flow control because they can only handle X number of planes every minute or every hour.
Uh-huh.
And they will slow you down. You could be, you know, right on time, you know, and they're like, oh, sorry, you were reported as being late. You're going to go fly over this point on the earth until we decide you can land now. So sometimes there's no point in trying to speed up.
There you go.
I see. So if I'm riding in a plane and we're like doing circles a couple of times, that means my captain screwed up.
Not necessarily. It just means that you're in a hold for some reason and they're waiting. It could be because the weather got too bad at the airport you're going to land at. It could be because, I don't know, there's something on the runway they have to clean up. Yeah. There's all sorts of reasons why airplanes are late.
I was going to say, you can take away from this that it's all for your safety. So everyone, if you're ever delayed on the runway and you're in that sardine can, just rest assured it's for your safety.
Well, and that's the thing about flying with somebody like me. We're not in the big 737s and larger. We're in 4, 6, 9-seat airplanes. So if you need to go to Denver, we can do that.
Wow.
But if you need to go to Colorado Springs, we can do that too.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I could
compact.
Even land at your, if you, what's that?
Is it because you're so compact, you're not as big as the?
Exactly. I can land, there's over, I want to say 15,000 recognized landing sites in the U.S., but only about 400 of those service commercial airlines.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Wow.
So
numbers, people.
Now, you could be in the middle of, I don't know, eastern Montana. Let's pick a town. Cutbank, Montana. Okay?
All right.
Well, that's a long way to the nearest airport in Bozeman, Missoula, Kalispell. Okay, that's hours. But if you have, technically, if you really, really needed me to come get you, and for some reason you couldn't or didn't want to travel, but you had a nice flat stretch of land on your farm there in Cutbank, I'll just come get you at your house.
Awesome.
You know what would be really awesome?
Small...
You know what would be really awesome?
What?
We could create a fundraiser I'm sure people would love to see the plane land on I-70.
Oh, no.
That would be awesome.
There's too many curves. I don't think it would work
out. That's a whole different issue.
All right. Well, we are running low on time here, Chuck. So what we're going to do right now, it's called The Time to Shine. And what that is it's kind of your 2 minutes to, you know, let the people know, let us know anything that maybe we didn't get to, maybe you really wanted to tell the people. And, you know, let us know your website and if you have a Facebook page and stuff, too.
So, yes, and I'm looking for the...
We're going to play one of those little thingies first.
Hold on.
Maybe.
I thought it was, like, right there. That's okay. I can edit all that stuff.
Okay,
so we're going to play this, and Goose is going to repeat what she just said so that you know when to come in, because I'm sure you're not going to be able to hear it. So here we go.
Okay.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
All right. It's your time to shine, Chuck. So if we didn't get to something or didn't ask you the right question, now is the time to let us know. Go.
Okay. Perfect. So our website is awtrescue.org.
Okay.
We can be found on Facebook as well, under Angels Wings Transport. And we do have a Facebook page. There's only a handful of followers, but it gives all the details and updates on what we're doing, what we're up to, and how you can help out.
Okay.
We always, always, always need volunteers. Everything we do is run by volunteers. There is no compensation for anyone, not for me, not for anybody below me. There is nobody above me.
Okay.
So if you have an airplane and you want to fly someplace or you want to be a ground member and help us organize transporting people, pets, or what have you, go to the website and volunteer. If you have a car that has a little extra capacity and you can help transport somebody to the doctor or an animal to a new rescue website, and sign up. Currently, we're only on the in the Pacific Northwest area, but that goes as far as Montana, all the way down to California, some of the states between. But it's very easy to replicate, and we really do want to expand nationwide.
Awesome. Yeah, because I have a truck and I have a motorcycle. I could always grab some people on a motorcycle. They would love that, I'm sure.
A lot of these guys do. Some of the people you transport are 90-year-old World War II aviators that haven't flown since the 50s. They jump in the plane, we take them to the hospital, and they want to fly, and it's just like they're 20 years old again. They love it. Big smile on their face.
That's awesome.
I love that.
That's awesome. Well, like Goose said, we're running out of time. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to talk to you on the other side. Once again, I'm going to have you pronounce his name because I can't. What's the name today?
We were talking with Charles Anderson. I said it correctly
from
this
Angels
time.
Wings. He is the president and founder, and you can reach his website at www.awtrescue.org. Charles, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And stay with us. I'm going to talk to you on the other side. And everybody else, make sure you stay with us, because you're never going to guess what's coming up next. Goose. All right, that was a great interview. We want to thank Charles for being our guest for sure. And, hey, guess what?
What?
We're going to go on a music break.
Yes, and more of my music.
Yes, and like I added, when we come back, it's another episode of Goose's Gander.
Discussion.
What are we going to talk about? Oh, the discussion of crazy ass dreams. What do you dream about when you eat pizza? Right?
Or ice cream.
Well, keep on listening. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose. Right here on MBR and IRN.
Mm-hmm. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. Where the room yet got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you.
You slipping.
Hi, this is Claudia Velk, a National Field Service Officer for the Blinded Veterans Association, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
And we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't know... Hello, you were just on 15 minutes ago. I think I know who's on.
Yeah. Or not. Maybe you just tuned in. Hello.
I went in to get a beverage, and I kept yelling at Goose, how many minutes you got? 59? I'm like, oh, crap.
No, you had 59 seconds.
Yeah.
You're out of breath almost.
Almost. Almost.
All right. So what are we doing now? We're talking dreams, aren't we?
Yes, and yes.
Discussion time.
And it is Goose's Gende.
Ready, everyone? Now think. Goose.
Oh, it's just you.
You were afraid it was somebody important.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
You guys. Birds of a feather must together.
Do not stop turning that spit. That is the whole secret of a properly roasted goose.
It smells so good, Mother.
It does, doesn't it?
I'll have what she's having.
Squirrel!
All right. Goose?
Yeah?
Let us remind everybody that you could text us.
Oh, yeah.
You can call us.
Guess what, you guys?
That is the number 720-619-0627.
Yeah. So if we say something that's interesting or maybe you disagree, chime in.
Yes.
I want to know what you think.
Yes. We're trying to make it more listener participation.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime.
Yeah.
Is your number still 911?
You can. I think that one's on here, too.
Your number's still 911?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew. That's how you know you watch too many movies.
Yes, Will.
But, so, Goose, check this out.
What's up? What's going on? What's going on with you?
I heard through the grapevine, and tell me if this is true or not.
Okay.
Think about it.
Because I know everything.
Yes, you do. When you were younger, think that, you know, like where you worked.
Okay.
When you quit that job and went to your next job, did you have kind of nightmares or dreams about that job that you left?
No. Well, maybe like little bits here and there, like I'd be wearing the uniform or something like that. But it wasn't like I was at work working. I've never had like an at work working kind of a dream. It's always been like... I'm wearing the clothes, or
yeah, but
I see somebody.
But that counts.
Okay, all right.
That counts.
Okay.
So, like, when I was in the military and I got out, I kept having the weird dream of, where's my weapon? Where's my weapon? Like, in the military, when you're given this weapon.
Isn't there, like, a thing that you guys say?
Yes, yeah. Yes. You have to be accountable for that weapon. Like, it cannot... leave your hands.
Even during lunchtime?
Even when you're taking a shit.
What?
Seriously.
That's, all right.
You have to keep that weapon. And when I got out, that's one of the first dreams that I had was...
You were taking a poop and
no,
you didn't have your
I
gun with
No, I couldn't find my weapon.
Oh, well, that's scary if you're used to, you know, having it on you all the time,
right.
I guess.
So... I was reading a statistic that said that 85% of Americans, once they quit their job, they have a dream about that job they quit. And that same dream, one person that worked at the same place, they have it. And you're like wiping your eye. Did I like spray you with spit or something?
No, I had something in it.
Because I'm because I'm like saying my P's like Daffy Duck.
Oh, that's fine.
Suffering second
that. Yeah, those are S's, not P's.
Well, you
welcome to America, where we have letters. Okay, so yeah, so you had that like work dream, if you will. I guess the one that I have all the time is my teeth falling out.
Okay.
Or like my teeth will be loose, and then I'll like bite into an apple, and they'll all be like in the apple. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's frightening. Wake up and I'm like, oh my God, where are they? Like, I'll stick my hands in my mouth.
Are you like overconfident about your teeth?
I don't think so. They're not that great. I mean, they're straight, I guess. But that's
one
the
time before
part.
I got married,
yeah,
I would only drink water or milk. Because I didn't want to stain my teeth.
Oh, no, I'm an avid coffee drinker. See? No, I've been told by my dentist that my teeth are not too white, not too yellow. They're a very nice hue.
They're not corn. Okay.
But I actually did research on, you said that you figured out that people from that job you quit have the same dreams or dreams along the same lines as you when you quit the job.
Right.
That's kind of cool. So I went ahead and did research on the one that I have all the time, the teeth falling out one.
Research.
Yeah. So this is from mentalfloss.com, you guys. And this is according to, quote, dream expert Dr. Lori Loewenberg. She's written 3 different books. She's been on Dr. Oz. She's been interviewed by Anderson Cooper. She's an expert, I guess, because a lot of people have actors like Russell Crowe have consulted her about his dreams and things like that. So, yeah, seems like she's pretty high profile. So all this research I'm reading is according to her.
Okay.
So the teeth falling out. So experts greatly disagree on this one. What was her name? Okay. So according to these people, the dream is supposedly a sign that something happened in the dreamer's life that caused him or her to lose confidence. So you might be going along. So teeth are a symbol of power and confidence. Isn't that amazing? So teeth are also, according to another person, I guess, teeth are also considered a bad omen and represent broken relationships. Oh, that could be why I'm having teeth falling out problems.
We have a problem.
Yes, we do. All right. So, and I guess for women, it's specifically, or it can be specifically linked to wish fulfillment. So, like, if you thought you would be, like, pregnant at a certain time in your life, you might start to have teeth falling out dreams or, you know, something like that. Or it could be career-oriented or something like that. And for men, it is considered a desire for sexual stimulation. So if your teeth are falling out, men, in your dreams, you're probably not very satisfied. Ta, 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 ta.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
And here's another common one that I want to touch on. People falling. Have you ever had a falling dream? I've fallen out of bed. My dream was so vivid.
God damn.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. I landed on top of my box that held all my stuffed animals. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
It held all my stuffed animals in it, and I fell on top of it, and I went into the box.
Do you ever have a dream that you, like, wake up and you're like, I should write this down because this would be a kick-ass movie?
Or, like, a good idea for, like, an invention or something. I actually have woken up in the middle of the night with ideas like that and gone, I should write this down right now. No, no, no. I'll remember it when I wake up. And then I go back to sleep, and then I can't remember what the heck I was thinking, you know, hours before. It's so disheartening. I really should keep a notebook next to my bed.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that. I did that one time. I wrote it down, and then when I woke up, you know, actually waking up within like 15 or 20 minutes, I looked at my notes and I'm like, okay, great. This makes no sense whatsoever at all.
Even if you write it down, you're like, I don't know what I was thinking. But yeah, I used to have falling dreams, and apparently this is a red flag from your subconscious.
Okay.
Loewenberg, the expert lady I was talking about, she believes that this dream is common in people who are having major life problems in work, relationships, or elsewhere. So life problems, basically. Let's see. Oh, well, they don't cite any examples, but there you go. You may be having a major life problem if you're having falling dreams.
And when you're right, you're right.
Yeah. And you should probably address those, because if you don't, then this kind of dream might happen.
Uh-oh.
Being chased? Ever been chased in a dream?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I've had a dream where I'm falling off of a cliff, and then...
So you have had a falling dream.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think everybody's had a falling dream.
Maybe.
You've never had a falling dream?
I just told you all about the story. I fell on my stuffed animal box.
Oh, yeah. But that's... But was it like a deep fall, or was it like...
It was like darkness behind... It was like in the movies. Like, have you ever seen...
Like Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, like I was falling backwards into darkness.
I wish you guys could see a video of her doing that.
I'm like doing the arms, like, flailing. It's fantastic.
She looks like she's doing a 70s dance.
I should have been on mime.
And on LSD or whatever. Hey.
Yeah, I'm totally on acid right now, you guys. So if you have a dream about being chased, this could be like a sequel to the falling dream. Because the falling dream, as I said, is like there's a big thing going on in your life. Maybe you're not dealing with it. The being chased dream actually means... that even though it's got kind of a nightmarish quality to it because you're being chased by something, it actually is considered a positive sign that whatever issues you've got are coming at you and you need to your subconscious is telling you need to confront whatever issues you're having. Like the things running at you are your issues.
Okay, so stuff in your life that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Is that, do you have any dreams that are that's telling you to confront any dreams lately?
No. I'm pretty sure I've confronted a whole lot in the last couple of weeks. Oh, man.
True story.
We'll go into that next week.
Cool story, bro. Yeah.
We'll talk about relationships in next week's discussion, and then you'll see a side of Goose you've never seen before. But today... Correct.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. I wanted to hit this one.
That was pretty appropriate, though. Okay, that one was fine, too. Oh, man. So, okay, I want to touch on one more dream here that I've had before. Driving an out-of-control vehicle.
Oh, I have had that dream.
I often dream that the brakes in my car don't work.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to go off a cliff or run into a whole bunch of people or, like... Nightmare quality stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So interpretations of this dream are just as cliche as expected, according to our expert here. Quote, you may feel that you don't have enough control on your road to success.
That might be true. My thing is when I'm driving.
This could be a warning sign of bad habits.
Well, I got a lot of bad habits.
Don't we all.
I was just saying when I've had dreams where I'm driving and like. I'm like blind. I can't see. So I'm hitting the brake and stopping it. I've had that dream before.
Oh. See, I've had dreams where like and maybe this is from like, because when I was a kid, this is a true story. This actually happened really quick.
Okay.
So when I was like 6 years old, my little brother, who was like practically an infant, and I were with my mom, and she made a pie for somebody. So we went with her as she drove to her friend's house to drop off this pie.
Right.
And she left me and my little brother in the car in the driveway. And she left the car on. You know, didn't really think anything of it. But, you know, young Goose really loved to play house, especially when baby brother was around, because it was an actual baby and I could play, you know, real live house.
Okay.
And... so I'm like, oh, you know, I'm playing house and blah, 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 and I'm going to drive this car, not realizing that it was still turned on. But, like, I had pulled on the gear shifter many times and nothing had happened when the car was off.
Right.
I don't know if this was an old feature on cars. But anyway, so I pulled the shifter, and all of a sudden, I must have shifted into, like, neutral or reverse because the car was backing down this hill. This lady lived up on top of a hill. So my little brother and I are in this car, and I don't know what to do because, like, I'm six. I don't know about the brakes or the accelerator or anything like that. So I leaped into the back seat where my little brother was in his little chair, you know, the baby seat, and I just hung on to him. I didn't have a seatbelt on either. Don't tell Mom. But I just hung on to him, and we backed all the way down this driveway and hit a tree.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wondering if it might just be lingering... you know, things from that in my case. Mm. Or maybe I really am unsure of the control I have on my road to success.
Maybe. Do we have any more?
Not that I've had before. I can. Have you ever had a being pregnant dream?
Can't say that I have.
Well, apparently it has nothing to do with pregnancy if you have.
No, I don't.
You could have come up with a brand new idea or a creative project that you need to start.
Okay, so if I dream that so I'm pregnant, that means I got a great idea.
Yeah. Well, see, what it doesn't go into in here, which is what I kind of want to know, is like, what's the deal with sex dreams?
Oh, those are awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have, like, you know, celebrity stuff go on. So, like, it just, it kind of makes me wonder, like, okay, well, what about, like, is the celebrity something?
Is that, you know, I kind of feel
oh, look,
weird about that because I've had those dreams, and when I wake up, I'm thinking, would you consider that cheating?
No.
Okay, that's good, because I have these dreams a lot, and I just keep my mouth shut.
Don't tell Cassie.
Right?
No. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Charlie gets mad at me posting ass pictures on Facebook.
It's like a daydream. Like, it's in your mind. I mean, unless you're physically doing it, right. I don't really see what the problem is.
Right.
I don't know. I say you can do whatever you want in your dreams. But, I did just stumble upon the last little bit of this article here. It does touch on meeting a celebrity, which could be a sex dream, I guess. So, our expert here believes that the actual celebrity in your dream is relevant and may reveal what talents the dreamer values. Like doing it? In this case, I don't know.
People, we are not making this shit up.
I'm reading. This is facts.
This is on Google. If it was on the internet, it must be true.
Yes. So that's all I got for dreams.
Okay.
But, somebody dreams of tornadoes. Let me look that
tornadoes.
Up really quick. Tornadoes. See, I had a terrible fear of tornadoes when I was a kid because I had a babysitter who really loved the Weather Channel. She was like 90. And all right, so tornadoes have a violent and destructive energy, so dreams about tornadoes may also suggest that perhaps there is a potentially destructive situation in your waking life, or maybe you are feeling overwhelmed or out of control. So there you go, texter friend, you better address See, whatever turbulence is going on.
We're better than, what do they call it, the stars? We're better than...
The astrologers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
The psychics?
Like when you read in the paper under your month.
Yeah,
like,
that's astrology.
Yeah, well, there's
horoscopes.
Horoscopes! There we go! Yeah. Okay, that was definitely the wrong button.
Oh well.
Hey, we're gonna go on a music break, everybody. And when we come back, well, first we have a tribute to Troops from Danny Ray, and then we'll be going on a music break. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You are listening to the Ace Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. Don't go away. Here comes Danny Ray.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died. Or could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the
blue? Yes, I would. Hey, folks. Danny Ray here. Pay tribute to the troops once again. Dallas Sams, 71 years old, of Kokomo, Indiana, passed away at 10:53 a.m. Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, at his son's home. He was born January 17th, 1947, in Greyhawk, Kentucky. Dallas served with the United States Army from 1966 to 1969, earning the rank of private. He received a Purple Heart during the service in the Vietnam conflict. He retired from IMI after 33 years of service. Mr. Sams, we salute you, and here at the Military Brotherhood Radio, we'd like to thank you for your service. And now, back to you, H-Train and the Goose.
Thanks, Danny Ray. We're going to go on a music break. Once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Something that I'm proud of, out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe, and yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily, and leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I'll do what it takes. Whatever it takes.
takes.
This is Alicia Chiplick with Courage on All Fronts, and this is the H-Train Show.
Gosh, you guys.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Hi.
Right here on MBR and IRN.
I messed up.
And we had a great show today.
We did, but I messed up.
Yes.
It was your fault, though. Somebody in the studio can't write clearly. So, tribute to the troops was Dallas Sams, you guys. I think I said palace at the beginning of the show.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Some crazy person writes their D's like P's around here. So, I'm sorry, Dallas. R.I.P. girl.
I give true meaning to chicken scratch. That is the reason why God created Word. Is because of people like me.
Well, yeah. See what you've done. You made me mess up.
My
credibility is gone. All right.
So sorry.
You're exhausted. You're like, you're not even lifting your arms. You're so tired.
No, because I got in at 4 a.m. last night.
Poor you got to go on vacation.
You know,
poor H-Train.
You know, I truly believe there's a thing of, you need a vacation after the vacation.
I don't really recall.
I don't know what that is.
You know what I mean? Have you ever had like a vacation that you got back and you're like,
yeah,
oh,
see,
shit.
People are dumb. And you're one of them today because when I go on vacation, I give myself one full day between going back to work and getting home.
I needed that. Because, you know, the worst
thing
about...
I must be the smartest person alive, because no one else seems to do that.
I am the smartest man alive! What it is, you know, well, believe it or not, the worst thing about going on vacation or going out of town, the worst thing is when you have, like, 9 packages and 40 to 50 envelopes of mail.
Yeah, your house is a mess.
Oh, my God.
Someone needs to clean up around here. I'll do it if you pay me. You want to pay me?
Ooh.
Who are you?
That might be an idea.
Oh, yeah? Hmm. Oh, boy. I charge $100 a day.
Per
floor.
Oh, crap. You know,
I'm very expensive.
Believe it or not, if you was a house cleaner... Because I looked for house cleaners on Facebook's like Craigslist. It's a Facebook store.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, housekeepers charge $20 an hour. And even that, they don't really like, they don't like put your crap up.
Oh, no. You have to, like,
right.
Tidy up. They'll do all the dusting and the vacuuming and all that.
$20 an hour.
Yeah, I learned that as a young child because we had, a lady or a group of ladies that would come in to our house growing up, like, once a week, once every couple weeks.
Yeah.
But we would have to make our beds and get everything off of our bedroom floors so that they could do their thing. So... Yeah,
crazy.
You still have to clean your house when you have a house cleaner team.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
But you have a lot less to do, though, if somebody else is doing all the tedious stuff.
Makes a lot of sense, and it sounds like a you problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, don't go to Harley-Davidson and ask them for a bike that's adaptive, because they'll say, oh, well, we can't help you. It sounds like a you problem.
I think that's just what that one particular fellow said.
Yeah. But guess what time
it is?
Choose
words carefully. Is it time for the 2-minute warning?
It's time for the 2-minute warning.
Oh, boy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, everybody, and check this out. I got big, huge news. if you want to sponsor a segment on our show, you can do that. It's not expensive.
Not at all.
You can just sponsor the show.
Or just a piece of the show.
Or you can sponsor MBR. I will tell you right now, we're working on packages, but to sponsor MBR, it's $1,000 for a year, and you know we'll give you like all the stuff that's included and stuff. But for the H Train show to sponsor for 6 months, it's $40.
Bam.
$40.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. And we'll
pretty cheap. Yeah, I think.
Your ad gets played all the time, and I'll make it for you if you want. Tell me what you want. I'll make up a commercial for you.
Yes.
That's what I do
Goose
for a
living. Goose is awesome at that. So, Goose, we got to wrap this up. Yeah. What did you learn today?
I didn't learn
anything. Remember to hit
anything.
The bell when you're done so that I know not to interrupt you like I just did.
Oh. Which one's the bell?
The train sound.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant like an actual bell. What did I learn today? I learned that I need to go home and make like all new audio for the show.
Is it that bad?
No. But you've been telling me for like a week and a half now, like, hey, man, we need a couple of things. So I'm going to work on those this week. We'll have all new stuff next week. Well, maybe. We'll see if I get to it. What'd you learn? Hey. Oh, I messed up. My buttons went away.
You darn Android users.
I did. It's not my fault.
Android user.
Okay.
Android user.
Whatever. Apple sucks.
I learned it's strap on and not strap in, strap on.
Oh, for the 2 minute warning. Did he say strap in or strap on?
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you know, I think the biggest thing that I learned today was that Angel's Wings Transport, it's not an individual, like, private plane, but they use commercial flights. So they really, really look to donors and donating miles. So, you know, a lot of us, when we do something, we get the miles, we're like, oh my gosh, it costs so much to use your miles because it's not Southwest. Instead of trying to use your miles and it going for nothing, donate it to Angel Wings Transport to help some soldiers. I know it helped me. I flew to New Mexico and back here when my mother died. Because let's face it, when somebody dies, the prices for flights...
That's the last thing you want to worry about.
Right, and it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, to get you to Indiana, and it was like 2 months in advance, it was going to cost over $300. So that is what I learned.
Yay. Good job learning today.
Well, everybody... This time sure flies when we're having fun, and we hope that your week goes this fast as well. Remember, if you missed today's show at any time, you can download and re-listen to the podcast immediately after the show concludes. Remember, the show will rerun every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on MBR and Sunday 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IRN. If you have a suggestion or want to be a part of this further show, or you want us to troubleshoot something, message us anytime. And remember, we are here for you once again,
giving our veterans a voice.